Moonlight takes you on a journey. A journey where you'll explore the nuances of energy. You'll visit the angelic realms and study the ancient wisdom and teachings of spirituality. We want you to reach within and discover the magnificent being that you came here to be. We help shine God's divine healing light by bringing love, light, and blessings into your world. And now, here is the host of Healing Light, Terry Van Horn.
Hello there, and welcome to Healing Light. This is Terry Van Horn, and I just want to say hi to everybody, and thanks so much for being here. And also, I want to thank everybody with Om Times for being so amazing, not only for the radio programs and all the wonderful postings in the magazine, but also because we've started the Om Times Experts, which are online courses that you guys can take live. And they are, it's great. It's fun. I did one last night, and, you know, we're going to be doing this. I'm going to be doing it almost every Tuesday evening. And my next one, actually, is next Tuesday, and it's called Higher Dimensions. It's going to be about all the higher dimensions that we are reaching right now and a lot of stuff that's been going on because of the Lionsgate energies. So this Lionsgate that came in this weekend was like amazing and powerful, and it's one of those things that's just going to kind of like knock you down. And so I thought, you know, maybe we ought to talk about that for just a minute or two, just to kind of let you know what's going on with it and, you know, what we can do and how we can work with those energies, because it really has made a huge impact on a lot of people right now. Now, the Lionsgate energy actually hit on Tuesday, and it has the energy of the number 8 because it's the 8th month and the 8th day. And so what happens with this is that it brings in a whole lot of information. There have been a lot of downloads. Now, these downloads are, you know, you're getting them whether you realize you're getting them or not. And that's something that's important to acknowledge, is that just because you're not hearing this little voice in your head reading off, you know, multitudes of, you know, volumes of information, doesn't mean that you're not getting it, because you really are. You can get it in your sleep. You can get it through, you know, like buzzing in your ears. That's the way I always get it. You can get it in a lot of different ways. But right now, we're really getting a huge blast of it. It started about a week ago with the new moon that came in on the 2nd. And it's going to continue on for probably about another week or so. Now, what this is doing is it's triggering a lot of things that we need to work on. Those things are anxiety and fear, insecurity, people projecting onto others. I've seen that one a lot. People wanting to just call it quits and run away and go hide. You know, feelings like that, just the frustration, and it's just like, God, I can't deal with this anymore. So that's kind of what's going through and what so many different empaths are feeling right now. A lot of exhaustion, you know, some nausea with this, some fatigue, but it's really just kind of like stressed out and basically saying, I'm through adulting, you know, I just don't even want to play this anymore. But what is happening is that once we get through all of these emotions and deal with them, we come out on the other side being so much stronger. And part of this is really kind of a test in a way of letting you know how strong you really are. You know, because once you get past all of this stuff and all of these triggers that just really push your buttons, then you're going to see, oh, my God, you know, I made it through this. I didn't hurt anybody. I didn't kill anyone. I didn't run off to the mountains to, you know, live as a hermit. I made it through. And part of that really is the lesson of this Lion's Gate, because it's letting us know how powerful we are, how much strength and courage you have within you. And sometimes we just get these, you know, situations that force us to acknowledge who we are and how powerful we are. So that's part of what's going on. Now, the other part of the whole thing is that we are raising our vibrational frequency. Okay, we've been walling around in this 3D material world for so long. And, you know, it's like wading through, you know, mud waist high. You know, you can't hardly move. It's frustrating. It's exhausting. And, you know, you just like crave the opportunity to just get out of there and just fly. Well, now we're getting to that point. We're getting to where we can fly. So with this energy, once we go through and kind of process all of these triggers and all of these things that are making us crazy, and we start realizing just who we are, how powerful we are, and owning that, this is kind of like the initiation into the 5D energies. Yes, we're going into the fifth dimension. A lot of people started it about 9 months ago. There was this big, huge crystalline activation where bodies started becoming more crystalline, much higher frequencies. And, you know, that part was really awesome. But now we're moving into more people being into this higher level, higher frequencies and energies of being able to just really start propelling ourselves forward. Now, this is going to be a great opportunity for us. There are a lot of advantages doing this, but there are some drawbacks as well. One is that as we elevate energetically, our body does have to have time to adjust to it. You know, so there may be kind of a rocky adjustment period. There may be some fatigue. There may be some headaches. There may be, you know, just a flare up of any type of, you know, like minor problems that you've had. It may be some dizziness, upset stomach, you know, just all sorts of things. And I've actually even gone through waves of dizziness. This morning I did for a few minutes. Laying in bed after I woke up, hadn't gotten up, hadn't done anything, still laying there awake, kind of going through prayer, meditation, and all of a sudden, I started getting really, really dizzy. Now, usually you have to like raise up to get dizzy, but I knew what it was, and I acknowledged it for what it was, and it went away within just a few minutes, and then after it went away, then I got up and started the day. So you're going to have some just weird bouts of body things going on because your body has to adjust to this. And, you know, mine's been working on this for a little while. And, you know, every once in a while, I still have these little quirks and these things that are going on. So just know that that is part of the process. Now, next week on the Om Times Expert, the online classes that we have, I'm actually doing a class on the higher dimensions. And we're going to be talking about this, the difference between 3D and 5D and what happened to 4 and, you know, all these different things. So that's going to be a class that I'm doing next Tuesday at 6 o'clock. And even if you're not available to do it live, then if you sign up for it, you still will have the opportunity to watch and listen to the video of it. But, you know, this is time when we're really dealing with a lot of changes. And so we need to be aware of it so that we can work and use these energies to our best advantage and not be challenged or freaked out about it. So, you know, if you have questions about that, you know, get in touch with me. You can always find me on my website, healinglightonline.com, or on my Facebook page, keywords are Healing Light Online. And you can, you know, get my email from one of those, get in touch with me about, you know, any, you know, like questions, possible healing sessions. If you, you know, need readings to get some more information about this, all sorts of different things. You know, I can help you out with that so that you can move forward and really expand on an amazing level. Now, I've been working with my amazing guides, the Fifth Element, and they've been bringing in a lot of info regarding all of this. So that's going to be a big part of it. And also, I believe that we're definitely going to have some activations during that time to help you to really adjust and acclimate to these energies much, much better. So, you know, that's kind of the initial part of this class that we're going to have. It's going to be just a single class, just one time for an hour. If we need to extend it, I can always extend it and make it a little bit longer. And we can do, you know, question and answers and things like that as well. So, you know, check that out. And again, it's at experts.ohmtimes.com. And then that way you go in there, you can find all the classes, you can, you know, get information on all the instructors and just see all the really cool things that we have to offer with that. So I think you're really going to enjoy it and enjoy the ability to take these sessions. And when we come back, we're going to talk about living in the material world and the challenges that come along with it. So we'll be back in just a minute.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello. Join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart. While you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song, you'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at devlivemedium.com. That's D-E-B-L-I-V medium.com.
Want to know some fun facts about colonoscopies? Colon cancer is 90% preventable. A colonoscopy can detect and prevent colon cancer in one fell swoop. But here's a not-so-fun fact. Lots of people are so uncomfortable even talking about a colonoscopy that they never get one. If you're 50 or 45 for African Americans, get screened now. Maybe even earlier if you have a family history. To schedule a screening today, visit StopColonCancerNow.com.
You're listening to Healing Light, and this is Terry Van Horn. And today we're talking about living in a material world. Now, I have always said that, You know, it must be really easy to be spiritual if you live in a convent or a monastery. You know, I can't imagine it being any easier than that, because you're away from everything that's going on in, you know, basically what we refer to as the real world, even though that, too, is also an aspect of the real world. But, you know, it's harder for people who are in, you know, a normal day-to-day life, and they try to maintain a level of spirituality. That's not easy because we have so many things pulling at us. And, you know, even if you stay at home, you don't work outside of the home, you still have, you know, media, you've got the computer, you've got all of these different ways that you can receive negative information. And then, you know, you leave the home, you go out in traffic for your commute, and then you go into your office or into your workplace, and you're dealing with other people who are still having, you know, negative issues and things going on with them. And you're bombarded with it. And then there are just tons and tons of responsibility. So you've got all the stuff going on, and it's really hard to stay spiritual. It's hard to stay focused and positive when you're living with all of that. Now, you know, it's not easy at all to do this. As a matter of fact, just a few days ago, I wrote a blog post, and I said that spirituality is not for sissies. And I really do believe that. You know, spirituality is, you know, it can be really hard work. I know that it should be the natural progression of love and getting back to spirit and source and God. But in between that, there are other people. There are other things that you have to deal with, and it makes it so much harder. And, you know, particularly for people who are spiritual teachers, because we also have the same challenges that everybody else does, you know? It's like if you turn on the TV, you get hit with something negative. Or if you're on the computer and you pull up a website, you know, even if you're pulling up information to check the weather, you're still going to get website stuff that's going to be negative. You know, it just doesn't stop. And so how do you do that? You know, how do you live with it and to move forward? And I thought about that, and I thought, you know, you can say to get up in the morning and start with a meditative practice. But there are a lot of people in this world, myself included, who are not big morning people. If I woke up in the morning and decided to go straight into a meditation after waking up, that means that I just go back to sleep for another hour or so. I've tried it. Happens every time. And then, you know, it's like in the evening, sometimes it's hard. And then in the middle of the day, it's hard to do that. And then, of course, there's the whole meditation trap anyway with that monkey mind thing that goes on. You know, it's like you sit down, you start doing your breathing to relax, and then you start getting all these thoughts about all these things you have to do, everywhere that you've got to go, all these things you need to take care of. And there's no way you can sit still and meditate and clear all of that stuff out, because your mind now has, like, total control. So it's like, what's the best way to do this and stay in a spiritual state all the time? You know, I try to do it through prayer. I try to do it through meditation. A lot of times that does not work. But I also learned that there are a lot of different forms of meditation. It's not just sitting on your little cushion chanting Om for hours at end. You know, people who do that, all power to them. There's no way I can do that. You know, 15, 20 minutes is, you know, tops for me. But I learned that I can do it in walking. I learned that I could do it just being out in nature. sometimes just doing something that's redundant or, you know, semi-monotonous, like washing dishes, doing anything around the house. The other day, mowing the yard. I mean, you don't have to have a whole lot of thought processes going on while you're mowing the yard. You just have to keep going and, you know, cutting the longer grass and staying out of the shorter grass. You know, it's not an overly intellectual job. And it's a great time to be going over with affirmations or to focus or to intention. Anything that you want to direct your thoughts at. That's the perfect way and time to do it. The other thing, of course, is that catch about trying to stay away from negativity. And that's hard to do. You know, as I said, there's like, you know, all of the news stuff and, you know, all the media, they sell sensationalism. They sell bad news because nobody wants to say, gosh, a kind person just took a whole bunch of flowers to the nursing home. You know, how are they going to get coverage on that? You know, they're not going to get a lot of action on a story that way. So they have to go for all the sensational stuff. And, you know, it's the negative that sells. But, you know, one thing that we're all guilty of is like being on Facebook. Now, I admit I'm on Facebook a lot because I'm working with my page, Healing Light, trying to share positive messages. But it's amazing because even whenever I'm doing positive and loving messages on that page, people will still do their best to come up with something negative, to bring it up. It's like they just can't stand to have something positive. And some people are like that. And, you know, for example, the article that I wrote, Spirituality is Not for Sissies. You know, I had a bunch of people, very kind, writing positive notes of support. You know, yes, I agree. You know, we need to work on this, blah, blah, blah. And then I get a note, a message from this one guy. And he says, you know, I agree what you say, but I'm highly offended because you use the word sissy. I'm gay and I don't like that word. And I thought, you know, nobody like called him out as being gay or used the word sissy towards him. I just said spirituality isn't for sissies. Could have said it wasn't for wimps. I could have said, you know, used a lot of words. But it was just somebody looking for something to be offended by. And that's kind of the culture that we're in right now. So we need to work on letting that stuff go. If you don't like the word sissy, you know, it's okay. Just say, gosh, I wish you would have used a different word and move on. You know, it's not something that is worthy of making a big deal over. Now, part of this article was also about how people don't respect those who are doing things that are spiritual. And that's a big deal because, you know, it makes it hard for anybody to be spiritual in that situation. I have an example that just happened today that I scheduled a session with someone, or actually they scheduled it online for me. I sent them an email to get information from them. The day that they sent, you know, scheduled a session, they never responded. So today I look at it and I discover that it's an international call. So I send them and I state very specifically on my stuff, you know, if it's an international call, we have to do it by Skype. Well, I send them an email about 30, 45 minutes before the session's supposed to start and say, I need your Skype address because this is international and, you know, I only do phone calls with the U.S. Everything else has to be by Skype. And for an hour, I'm trying to go back and forth with this person about getting their contact info. And which took up the entire hour that I was supposed to be working with them. And then at the end of that hour, the person says, oh, well, just give me my money back. And I thought, wow, I go through all of this. I'm trying to work with you. I've offered all sorts of alternatives, and yet this is your response. Now you want your money back, even though I've offered things and she kept turning me down. So it's when you're facing with things like this continuously, it is hard to live a spiritual life in this material world. Because people are just going to keep doing things and taking advantage of each other. Not necessarily that everybody's picking on me, but I mean, that's just one example. But people do this to each other all the time. And so we have to work on ways that we can really come up logically and something that we can actually stick with to help improve our lives on a spiritual level. So I've gotten a few suggestions from different people because, you know, I wanted to get other people's input on what the best spiritual practices were. And, you know, it's just amazing about all the variety that people have and how they're able to do it. So after a while, when we get back, I want to go through, you know, like the whole list of all of that. Because we do need to do this, come up with a whole list of spiritual practices and ways that we can do things and change our lives and change the world around us. So we'll be back in just a couple minutes and go over that list.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
People are always looking to invest in a good opportunity. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock that's about making money, but a stock for social change, called Better Futures. With your investment, it helps students like me go to college. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Terry Van Horn, and you're listening to Healing Light. And what we've been talking about today is living in a material world. How on earth we can be spiritual and still deal with all of the challenges and all the difficulties and all the frustrations that go on, you know, in our everyday lives. So I've got a few different things that I've come up with a lot, you know, suggestions from a lot of different people. So not all of these are 100% from me. So I do want to, you know, I'd love to tell you that I'm this brilliant, but I'm not. Now, some of the things that you can do to help bring a little bit more spirituality into your life is, first of all, carve out a little bit of time to spend alone, okay? Even if it's a matter of locking yourself in the bathroom or taking a shower or something, do that just to spend a little bit of time alone. This will give you a chance to just take a couple of deep breaths and de-stress. Now, do something to develop a daily ritual or some type of spiritual study. Now, we're going to go over some different options and suggestions for that in a little bit. But, you know, that's one of the things, is just for a few minutes, come up with that ritual. You know, you're already going to take out a few minutes a day. I mean, if you could carve out 30 minutes of peace and quiet where you're away from the phone, the TV, and the computer, that's huge. That in itself right there is a big thing. So now we need to just figure out, like, what to do with that 30 minutes. Now, one is that we can do something, a form of exercise like yoga, you know, some type of, you know, body movement, because what that does is it helps to loosen up the energy around us. You know, it helps loosen up our own personal energy, and it really helps out a lot. Another thing, obviously, is to connect with people who are like-minded. You know, if we can do that, obviously, you know, doing it every day is a little difficult, but if we can do that like once a week or every couple of weeks, that's a big deal. Whether it is something like a yoga class or a meditation group, even if it is like I was talking about with some of the online classes, you know, even that is connecting with other people who are like-minded, who can help you in a lot of different ways. So do that. Try to do this at least once a week. And obviously, you know, do some things that are a little bit different. Step out of your comfort zone. Yes, it's real easy to, you know, like go into, you know, your usual stuff, but we want to do something different. We want to break away from your normal day-to-day living to create that spiritual practice. That's what we're trying to do, is to make some changes with it. The other things that you can do, you know, like during your 30 minutes a day, is to do prayers or meditation. Just doing the deep breathing itself is a huge, huge difference. You know, that really changes things because it helps you to just calm and relax. So that helps you out tremendously. Now, another thing that you can do that actually is a spiritual practice in a sense, and it helps you combat all the stresses from the material world, and that's giving back and donating and sharing or volunteering your time. When we're more generous with our life and our actions, we start bringing that energy back into us. And that makes a big difference. You know, that can really help us grow and expand in a lot of different ways. Now, another thing that we can do is to actually kind of like set up, like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is my spiritual practice plan for the next several weeks, you know, and go do something in nature. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, going off in the woods if that's not possible for you, but spend time somehow in nature with, you know, have a plant in your house or something. Watch the sunrise or the sunset. Cloud watching is a great way to relax and to connect on a higher level. Or obviously stars. You know, like right now, over the next few nights, we're going to have the Perseid meteor shower. So go outside and stare up at the stars and just count all of the shooting stars and meteors that you see. But do something related to nature. What happens when we do that is that it helps us, number one, to ground, to get much more grounded and focused. It helps us to reach more clarity when we do that. And It also helps us in a lot of ways to realize that we are just a small part of this great big whole, beautiful universe. Now, another thing you can do is, you know, in addition to your 30 minutes a day, okay, just take time throughout the day to take a few slow, deep breaths and focus on that breathing. Now, it's even better when you do it with like a mantra or something. One that I have used for years, whenever I'm just doing the breathing, is be still and know that I'm God. Or a lot of times I'll just say peace, be still. Because that still reminds me of that verse and it's just shorter. And that's a great way to get yourself together, and particularly at work. You know, if you've got something going on, somebody's, you know, causing a few issues, there are problems or challenges, just take those three slow, deep breaths. Say to yourself, you know, peace be still. And then go tackle the challenge. It can help you totally reframe your mind and how you're going about whatever is going on in your life. Now, another great way to do and live spiritually with all the material stuff and everything that's going on is to count your blessings. You know, gratitude is such a big, big deal. But actually, I'm doing a four-week course on that in November. Gratitude is a big thing. And once you start counting your blessings, and I don't mean the big stuff. You know, yes, we're grateful for our home. We're grateful for our vehicles. We're grateful for the job and the families. But I have learned over the years a huge lesson. And that is that I can and have gone through an entire month giving gratitude for three things a day and never repeating the same thing. I've done it on the Facebook page. I don't know how many times. Whenever I say don't repeat, I mean like don't rephrase the same one or something like that. I mean three brand new things every single day. Start with one, you know, and then maybe work it up, three, five, however many you want to do. But once you start counting your blessings and seeing all the good that's in your life, that kind of helps you tone down some of that negativity, that the negativity that you see and the negativity that you feel, you know, that actually comes from you, because we do have it coming from us too, okay? So, you know, do that and live in a state of gratitude, because that'll turn things around for you really, really quick. Now, obviously, taking inspiration from others, that's a big deal. You know, it's like even these little tiny inspirational, you know, one or two liners, something to help you every single day to move forward. It can be something that's generic. It can be from your favorite, you know, spiritual book. It can be from your favorite religious book. Whatever works for you. Just, you know, read some words of inspiration. Just a little bit every day. Maybe you do that during your 30-minute time period. And that will put your day right. Now, another thing that's really great, another wonderful way to change the energy around your life to making it more positive is, again, connecting with someone who's like-minded, but also someone who feeds your soul. Okay, just connect with them in some way, whether it's a phone call, a text, an email, or something. Do your best to stay away from those who are draining your soul. You know, if somebody is trying to suck the energy out of you, then we need to make a conscious effort to step aside. And, you know, I mean that if it is somebody that you work with or somebody that you're related to or somebody that you live with, you know, if they are draining you and tearing you down, then you need to start stepping away from that. Because then you're never going to elevate yourself. You're never going to improve yourself, and you're never going to have a happy, you know, life if you stay with someone who's tearing you down. Now, of course, you know, as I've said, staying away from the news is such a big deal. Yes, sometimes we need to know what's going on. I will never tell people to stick your head in the sand and pretend that everything's fine and, you know, go around saying la, 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 la. Doesn't work. Okay? But what you can do is look at it a little bit differently. For one thing, go in, hit it for 5 minutes, and you're out. Okay? That doesn't mean that you spend the next 2 hours on the internet seeing everything bad that's going on. Because what happens is you start looking at it, you start feeding into it, and you start absorbing those energies. And before you know it, you're in a lousy mood. I mean, you could have started being in a great mood, but you would just totally bottom out after surfing the net and burrowing into all of these different things, particularly with the political season, because everybody's dragging up dirt on everybody else. And you're going to end up hating all of humanity by the time this election season's over. So just let that go. When we come back, we're going to talk about some more ways and techniques that we can get through life and be on a much higher spiritual level. So we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com. And change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
Hi, this is Tony Bennett, and I'm a volunteer for LifeBeat. The music industry fights AIDS. We all know that there are some new medications for people with AIDS, but there is still no cure. This is why I personally volunteer for LifeBeat. The AIDS crisis is not over, and people need help. Volunteer for your local AIDS organization. They need you.
Welcome back to Healing Light. This is Terry Van Horn, and today we're talking about living in a material world and how on earth to remain spiritual while we're dealing with all the other stuff. So we've been talking about a lot of different things, and, you know, I've got a few more suggestions, a few more ways that can really help you to stay more in a spiritual state even as you're dealing with stuff. Now, first of all, you need to actually work on forgiveness a little bit. not only forgiving other people who have done things to you, but also yourself, and forgiving yourself for things that you've done. And as you go through this whole spiritual practice exercise, also, you know, cut yourself some slack. You're going to have days there you're not going to be spiritual in the least, okay? You're going to have moments where you still want to go strangle somebody. That's being human. That's okay. The main thing is to snap out of it and to get back into that spiritual zone. That's the biggest part of the whole deal, okay? That's the thing that you need to do to work on the most. So if stuff comes up and you kind of like fall out of that whole spiritual zone, it's okay. All right, just get back in it as soon as you can. Now, one thing that really helps on a spiritual practice, and this is one of my favorite lessons that I have learned, it's a huge, beautiful gift that we've received from the teachings of Buddha. And I do believe that regardless of what your religious or spiritual preferences are, we can learn something from every different form of spirituality. And one of the greatest things that I have learned from Buddhism is the concept of mindfulness. Now, mindfulness is being here right now, okay? Being in the moment. That means that if you're working on something, you are focused on that. You are not off thinking about next week or tomorrow, and you're not thinking about what you should have done yesterday. When you stay in the moment and you focus on what you are doing, you're able to have better and more intense relationships and, you know, much better and much more intense spiritual practices. You know, that really is a big thing, is to be mindful, be in the moment right now. So, you know, even as you're listening to this, don't be thinking about tomorrow. Don't be thinking about what you're going to do once this is over with. Let's just think about this and focus on this right now, and then you'll get so much more out of it. Now, I am very bad at times about the mindfulness thing, because there will be times whenever I sit down in the evenings and I'll like want to watch a documentary or something on TV. I turn that on and then I go and pick up something to do. You know, like I do like a bunch of embroidery stuff or, you know, all sorts of different things. And so I'll be doing that while I'm supposedly listening to the documentary. And then by the time it's over with, I can't even tell you what the documentary was about. So it's a matter of mindfulness. I had to focus more on whatever, you know, crafty kind of thing I was doing versus just listening. If I'd paid attention and listened to the documentary, then I wouldn't have to go back and listen to it again. So it's just a matter of being mindful and being focused on it and training yourself to do that. Now, when you are doing something that is just boring and mundane, like I said before, like washing the dishes, mowing the yard, or anything like that, this is a good time to do prayer and affirmations. Because, you know, whenever I'm doing the yard and, you know, mowing that and taking care of everything, I got a lot of time that I can be doing affirmations. Now, I can be stressed out about stuff for, you know, the entire 4 hours, or I can use it for positive affirmations. And that's a great way to do it and a great way to, you know, bring that energy forward and making the most out of time when, you know, I could have been like dwelling in something negative. So do that. Connecting with different meditations, either doing your own or getting some online. When you do the meditations, do that during your 30 minutes of free time. And that can help make some really big changes. You know, just between the affirmations and the meditations, you're going to change a lot. And that's going to really help you move things forward dramatically. Now, some people have a spiritual practice where they have an altar. Now, usually they have this altar like in their bedroom. It can be anywhere where you live. It doesn't matter. And you can set it up in any way that you want. Now, in a lot of religious practices, something like this is totally frowned on. You know, it's like, what are you doing? Well, you know, again, this is not religion specific, but what it is, it reminds me that, yeah, I just walked past this altar. I need to be like sitting here doing a prayer. If nothing else, it is a physical reminder of, hey, I need to go do this today. And sometimes we need that because we get so tied up in everything else that we kind of forget and we let it go. And it's not intentional. It's just something that, you know, flips our mind or, yeah, I'm going to get to it after a while. And then after a while, never happens. But having that altar there, it can have like a candle on it. It can have photos, images of anything, you know, statues or whatever that makes you feel connected on a spiritual level. Okay, I mean, it can be pictures of nature or of angels or, you know, a spiritual, you know, person or teacher or leader. You know, it can be like Jesus or any of the archangels. It can be Buddha. It can be anybody. Okay? It doesn't really matter. It's really more about having it there as a reminder where you say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is where I'm, you know, I got to go do this. This is part of my practice now. Another great thing to do is chanting and doing mantras. Now, chanting and mantras generally are considered to be more along the line of some of the Eastern religions, but it doesn't really matter. What it does is it helps raise your vibrational frequency, which helps connect you with spirit. So I feel like that by labeling some of these things, people kind of, you know, outlaw them in a sense. Like, oh, I can't do this. This is because, you know, people who are Buddhist, you know, have their chants and, you know, all these other things. No, it's just a way to raise your vibrational frequency. Actually, it's more like a prayer from some of these other religions and forms of spirituality. But it helps you raise your vibrational frequency. If you don't want to do the chanting, do prayers. Do verses from the Bible. Do the Lord's Prayer. You know, anything that helps you. You know, there's one that I have heard like forever. I think it actually originated with the Course of Miracles. But it's like every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. You know, if that is what's helpful to you, then go with that. You know, it's really all about what helps you reach a higher level and to move forward in your own spiritual practice. And it is about what works for you, not necessarily about what works for everybody else. So I hope that some of these suggestions have helped a little bit. You know, I even have to remind myself and do some of these things every once in a while. And, you know, since I decided to do today's, you know, program on this, I'm actually even going back and redoing some of these and re-implementing them in my life too. Now, another thing that I am going to do is that in about an hour or so, I am going to be on a radio program called A Magical Journey with Brian Rawls. Now, Brian is amazing, and you can find him on Blog Talk, and it's under Goldilocks Productions. But you can also go to my Facebook page, and I have all the links to that so that you can get on there and find us after a while, because Lord only knows what we'll end up talking about. But I'm sure it's going to be amazing, because Brian is a totally incredible guy. Next week, our program is going to be on finding your inner peace. And then the week after that, on the 24th, I'm going to actually have a friend with me on the program. Her name is Sherry, and Sherry lost her son Todd when he was 12 years old. He was hit by a car. But through her grief process, and it did take her quite some time, I'm not going to, you know, lie about this, it took Sherry several years, quite a few years. But she's reconnected with Todd, and Todd has, I mean, he's like her guide. He helps her connect with spirit much more closely. And it's just amazing with him. So thanks so much for being with me today. Again, you can find me at healinglightonline.com or on Facebook with Healing Light. I wish you much, much love, light, and many, many blessings. Namaste.